101.5 FM is joined in the studio today by Nick Steiner, President of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you. Nick, can you tell us a bit about what's happening at the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce as we head toward the end of 2025?
Yeah, we've had a couple of exciting events. We've started our free member catch-ups every month. We've got the next one on the 19th, which is in about 9 days' time, and we've got four of the local councillors coming along, and we're going to be doing a bit of a Q&A with the members to talk about what the council's doing and what they can do for business, which would be exciting.
That is exciting. The Chamber has a pub chat coming up. What's that about and who's invited?
So the pub chat is actually the same thing. So we thought, let's do something a little bit different than having just a meeting. So we're going to Buddy Brewing, which is a member. So all of our member catch-ups are actually at member venues. So our members actually get a benefit of that as well. And they get to promote their venue to all the members and they do their own brew. So we thought, let's actually after work, have a beer, have a chat, bring the councillors along. So this is going to be a bit of a test this year. We'd like to do these every couple of months next year so we get some more interaction with businesses and the council.
That sounds exciting. You've also got a breakfast event in December. What can members expect from that one?
Yeah, so that'll be a Gather and Feast with Candice. So she's just been awarded the Businesswoman of the Year, which is exciting, and just asked her to join the committee as well of the Chamber. So she's very excited about being part of the Chamber and giving back to the community. So it's a free breakfast event. Well, it's a free event for members. You just buy your own coffee and breakfast at the venue, and we do networking, and we talk with the members about what their concerns are.
You said earlier that you're inviting councillors to the November event. Why is it important for businesses to engage directly with local government?
Look, I think there's a missed opportunity with all of the developments that are happening in Moreton Bay region and also in our area in Caboolture as well. There is a lot of development scheduled and there's a lot of activity. This is a mini gold rush opportunity for a lot of businesses to access. And I think we miss the opportunity of knowing what's going on. So bringing in the councillors, talking with our members in the business chamber, getting that information direct to them, I think is vitally important so they can actually make decisions based on, you know, the influx of people, the new developments, how is going to affect them, how can they leverage those opportunities to make more money and make their businesses more successful.
I see you've launched a member advocacy survey. What are you hoping to learn from members through that?
Yeah, so the Chamber's been a bit quiet with advocacy. So in my presidency, I've decided to take it on. And what that basically means is I talk to the members and go, what are your main problems? What are the roadblocks? What are the issues with council, state and federal governments? And then we take that survey to the different representatives and go, look, can we do something? Can we advocate for our members to the different levels of governments to make improvements to those issues?
You've also introduced something new, the member Zoom drop-in. How will that help members get more involved?
Yes. Yeah, so what that means is it's just basically a Zoom with me, the president. So I make myself available for an hour or half an hour every week or 2 weeks where the members can actually just come and go, you know what, I can't come to a meeting, but I want to talk to you about this particular subject. So I'm just going to be sitting there on Zoom waiting for people to come in. We'll have a bit of a chat. I'll take some notes, put it into our diaries and I'll action those. So it's a very informal kind of connecting with the president because sometimes you don't always get access to the people in your chamber. This is an opportunity for me to reach out to the membership.
Excellent. Well, we're coming to the end of the interview. For anyone who's not yet a Chamber member, how can they join and what are the benefits of getting involved?
Well, they can join by going to our website or seeing us on Greater Caboolture on Facebook, joining through the link. The reason why to get involved is to network, improve your business, find out what's going on in council and local government and help us advocate for you.
Fantastic. Nick Steiner, President of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce. You've hit the ground running. There's a lot going on and thank you for keeping our community connected and informed. Get all those details again on 101.5fm.com.au and search podcasts.